You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can you give us a rundown on the 2021 Parliament attack and the parties responsible for it?
Well, okay, so it seems that there was a group that was backed by China government. And what happened is that I think they found some obsolete or vulnerable part of the infrastructure within the government, in New Zealand at least, and they were able to get some data out of these databases or servers, whatever it was that, there was a running in that system. So for what, again, the director of GCSB was saying, seems that that part of the infrastructure was not up to scratch in terms of cybersecurity. So there were some parts that were still vulnerable.
How was this group able to successfully carry out the cyber attack?
Okay, so these are going to be kind of a speculation, but actually, I mean, if you have vulnerabilities in your infrastructure, I mean, people are going to find it out. And sometimes they're not even people. I mean, they might send or they might have kind of bots or scanners. It's all automated, so you don't need to have a person behind. So these vulnerabilities are either well known or there are people that look for them. And because we use standard tools, you know, like a Microsoft product or whatever, if there are vulnerabilities and people discover them, the next 5 minutes, they're going to have scanners that are looking globally and try to find, you know, those vulnerabilities, exploit them, and then get to whatever they need to get. So my impression is that part of the infrastructure, the cybersecurity or the cybersecurity stand was not up to scratch. And so they were able to find a way to get through.
How would you describe the current state of cybersecurity here in New Zealand?
To be honest with you, it's not where it should be for a nation that wants to be a technology hub, especially for the South Pacific area. So I think one of the main issues is that we don't have very stringent kind of legislation around how business basically should run their infrastructure when it comes to cybersecurity. You know, if you take like Europe, for instance, or in the US, they have much more stringent kind of regulations when it comes to how private organization and not they should run their cybersecurity or the level of the cybersecurity that they should have within their infrastructure. And so this lack of regulation means that there is a bit of far west in New Zealand. So you have companies that have funding and are able to buy products that are able, mainly kind of a Microsoft, for instance, and are able to secure the infrastructure. But given that I believe is 96% of organizations in New Zealand are SMEs, so small and medium enterprises, you know, most of these companies, you know, don't have a very limited capacity, so they don't have a group of people, don't have the funding for running a cybersecurity center. And so usually they are left out there in a very precarious situation, right? Because as I said, if you are kind of buying product off the shelves, so you're going to end up with whatever your supplies is providing you. And so if they don't keep up to scratch, I mean, it's going to be an issue.
So are there any other kind of vulnerabilities that are impacting cybersecurity specifically here in New Zealand?
So I believe that, I mean, one of the issues is that this lack of investment so has kind of driven a lot of people to move away. So, and these are both business, government, and academic sectors. So if I see, for instance, from an academic point of view, I see how many academics are left in cybersecurity in New Zealand. There are very few, I mean, compared to when I arrived, and most of them have either moved back to Europe or moved to Australia, where there are more resources available, there is more funding available. And so, you know, people have at the end to make a choice. If this, if being cybersecurity basically does not allow you to advance your career or, you know, whatever your goals are for success, then people move where there are more resources available. So, again, one of the main challenges that I see for cybersecurity in New Zealand is the lack of investment, the lack of vision from government especially. I mean, you know, politicians, they should start really think seriously about what differentiates New Zealand from other countries. And I think investing in technology and especially something like cybersecurity would be key for having a modern, advanced country.
Are New Zealanders more susceptible to data breaches and cyber attacks than people in other parts of the world?
Well, okay, so the answer is kind of yes and no. I mean, where the problem happens for New Zealand is that, you know, because companies are not up to scratch with the cybersecurity, it's where things can go wrong. And at the end of the day, yes, it happens that New Zealanders' data could be a bit more exposed. But it's not because, you know, they are targeting specific New Zealand. They don't care. As I said, these are machines that are scanning IP addresses. But if your infrastructure is not up to date, then, you know, they get through. This does not happen that often, for instance, in Singapore or in Sweden, because there they are really investing heavily in making sure that the infrastructure is not vulnerable.
What suggestions would you make to improve New Zealand cybersecurity?
I believe that there are several suggestions here. There is no one single silver bullet, but one of the main suggestions that could make a difference is to start introducing stringent regulation and legislation to make sure that everybody is responsible to put up the cybersecurity. It's similar to the regulation that we have for health and safety, right? So make managers or chief cybersecurity officers responsible for the cybersecurity stance of the organization. The other part of the solution, let's say, or suggestion, if you want to put it in that way, is start investing. And this means really huge amount of money. Of course, New Zealand is a country with very limited resources, but if you don't start investing in people and in the infrastructure, situation is only getting worse. So can rely on Australia or US or the other Five Eyes partners, but New Zealand would be always kind of being on the back foot, let's say, because, you know, those kind of countries have other kind of goals in mind. And, you know, at the end of the day, if New Zealand as a partner is not able to, you know, keep up, then we as Kiwis, we're gonna suffer from that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.